No-Till Beats, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In the heart of sugar beet country, just outside of Burley, the sugar beet is king, and it is ground zero for high beet yield production. Producers here routinely break yield records, averaging 41 tons per acre. But there's a farmer here who's doing something different. Farmer Ben Beck told us last summer about his no-till beet experiment.
You can see the corn stalk still standing up. But if you plant these beets on this year's corn row, it'll just plug that sucker right up.
That's right. Beck's developed a no-till operation, planting beets right in the old corn rows.
Planted first year was high moisture corn. Second year was high moisture corn. We moved over 11 inches the second year, and these are beets planted in the first year high moisture corn rows.
So they're in the bottom of the corrugate.
The first year of corn.
As we look around, we have all the residues from the cornfields, and that's by design.
Well, I think it's by nature.
And I asked Beck how year three of the no-till experiment worked out.
We ended up with 31 ton at 1925 sugar, and I would say that it was fairly successful. I didn't do any more than I did the year before. Stands were good, but everybody had pretty good sugar. The Mother Nature treated everybody pretty good, and I didn't put any more effort in than I did the year before, and I felt like I gained, and we're going again another year.
Traditional growers hope for 16% sugar content on a good year, but Beck is hitting high sugar content numbers by doing less. David Sparks.